You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Stall for a little bit for you. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of What Did We Watch? Where we get to tell you what's worth a hoot and what's worth poop. I watched recently, I gave all my movies out in the last one, so now it's a TV show time. I watched Quarterbacks on Netflix, the reality show following Patrick Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, and I forgot the third guy because this show stunk. It's not fun. You learn about which wives in the NFL are the most annoying. Brittany Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes' wife, very annoying. And if she wasn't the wife of him, I don't know how people could tolerate her because she's just borderline chatty and annoying. Quarterbacks overall, not a good show. I also know that Kirk Cousins is so insane. His, I don't know, 5 or 6 year old kid still has a pacifier in his mouth, which as a parent, I found very troubling. So good for him. He makes $35 million a year. A good chunk of that's going to go for therapy for his kid. So no thank you to Quarterbacks. I haven't watched any new movies recently since the last episode. Kevin Israel, what have you watched?
I just finished Jack Ryan season 4. I really enjoyed season 1, 2, 3 was okay. So I was excited for 4. John Krasinski's been doing a really good job. I don't think anybody ever would have thought John Krasinski could have ended up as an action hero, but he does a really, really good job in the show. I will say this, and I think a lot of these espionage movies / shows fall into this problem. It got too complicated. It's like it wants to trick you so badly that by the time it gets to like the twist or the reveal, you're just like, I don't even remember how we got here or why we got here. So the plot was a little bit convoluted. It was all over the place. That said, I love Krasinski as Jack Ryan. There's some other great characters in it who I would follow into. I hope they do some spinoffs because this is apparently the last season of the show. But the plot of the season was a little weak, but I still loved watching the characters. So while it's not as strong as the first three seasons, I enjoyed it. I would give it a 7.5.
Would you? I know nothing about. I just know. I mean, I know it exists, but does this take place before or after like the whole Hunt for Red October Patriot game?
It doesn't. I mean, ostensibly, I guess it would take place before because it starts at the beginning of his career, but it doesn't even take those into account. And I want to say that the Tom Clancy books are written in such a way that each one is kind of a standalone. Like you don't have to ever know what happened before.
I read 3 of those, I believe. I read Red October, which is my God, it's a phone book. Patriot yeah. Games. And then what was the third one he did with Harrison Ford? Clear and Present Danger. Yeah. I didn't see the one with Affleck. I didn't care at that point anymore. So you're right. They do are all separate of themselves. You don't have to worry yeah. about following up. Hey, Chase Mitchell, pal, what did you watch?
Well, I have a much different taste than you guys. I watched a 2022 Dutch horror movie called Speak No Evil. That's a
I just saw a trailer about that.
Oh, it's don't watch. I mean, watch it. It's really good, but it's extremely. I had heard about it last year because everyone had just talked about like how fucked up the ending is, and I was like, it can't be that fucked up. Like I'm a horror movie fan. I've seen a lot of stuff. It's 2/3 of like it's about a family meeting another family on vacation and becoming friends, and so then like 2/3 of it is like this kind of comedy of manners where one comes to visit the other one. And it's kind of like, they just keep having awkward moments together and you're like, where the fuck is this going? And then like the last 25 minutes of it are the most fucked up thing that I've ever seen. It's not really. Crazy. It's a bad movie to get stoned to. And if you watch the movie, you'll get that joke and you can come back and listen to it and be like, oh, I see what he was saying.
I'll take your word on that. By the way, since you're a horror guy, I'm not really a horror guy. Everyone kept telling me how great Terrifier 1 and 2 are. I just was, eh, it was all right.
I'm glad to hear someone else say that, because I also saw people saying that, and I thought I fucking hated it. I thought it was really terrible. Yeah.
I mean, it was like the old, remember the old grosser than gross jokes? Like, that's what it was. Like, how can he outdo being grosser, killing one victim and going to the other one? You're like, all right, he saw his naked chicken half. I mean, that's rough, and other things happen too, but I mean, the plot is very weak and very, very flimsy.
He's a clown. That's the plot. There's like kill scenes that go on for like not getting like 15 minutes. It's like, what else can I do to this body? It's really gross.
Yeah. Besides short of fucking it or blowing it up, I think we've seen that he's done every iteration of torture that you can possibly think of. You're right. Yeah. Cool. All right, gang. Thanks again for checking out What Did We Watch? Check us out next week when we watch new stuff. Hopefully there's something out in the theater soon. I don't think so. We're coming up to the graveyard time of films. And it's going to be even longer tenure of
drought.
Nothing. Exactly. A drought of films. Come on, guys. Get this strike settled so that way I can go see Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning 2. God damn it. I love the first one. So great. Kevin Goatee, Kevin Israel, Chase Mitchell, thanking you all for your time. We'll see you later. Take care.